Avraham Avinu was sitting outside at the entrance of his tent on a very hot day. Why? The Torah does not seem to tell us why, but no detail in the Torah is superfluous. And Chazal fill us in the Medrash on the details. Avram had just kept Hashem's commandment from last week's parsha of Bris Milah, and he was in the recuperation process. Hashem made it particularly hot, so Avram would have the chance to rest. He knew how much Avram wanted to welcome guests, and he wanted to give him that chance. So why was Avram sitting there? Medrash tells us because he was distressed that he had no guests. Avram was disheartened because he could not practice chesed. But if you think about it, chesed is a response to a need. And if there is no one there, Avram is putter. He's not obligated in chesed. How do we understand the state of mind of Avram Avinu? There are two types of chesed. There is a chesed that emanates from our sympathy, from our empathy for another. We see someone in need, somebody in trouble, in a difficult circumstance, and we want to alleviate it. It is so beautiful and special. But there's another form of chesed that comes simply from a passion to want to be mitiv, to want to benefit another. I simply want to do what is right and what is good for somebody else. Gemara tells us that there are three defining traits of a Jew. We are rachamonim, baishanim, and gomli chasadim. It's two different categories, rachamonim, those who have sympathy, and gomli chasadim, those who do chesed. Two categories, but both very, very important. It's a question of, do I seek out opportunities to do chesed, or do I wait for them to seek me out? What Avram did reflects not only his love for chesed, but a broader approach to life as a Jew. So the Gemara Brachas on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis tells us that there are two different approaches to mitzvos. The Doros HaRishonim in the earlier generations would look for opportunities to obligate themselves in mitzvos, while the later generations, the Doros HaAcharonim, would do mitzvos. They did what was necessary, but would try to find loopholes in order to avoid being obligated in mitzvos. Why does it matter? What's the Gemara teaching us? If I'm not obligated in a mitzvah, what is the problem? Why do I have to do more than what is required? Why does the Gemara seem critical of such behavior? And I think the answer is that it reflects on our relationship with Hashem and with His mitzvos. To give a mashal, to give an example. If someone is an avid fan, it's interesting, according to most, not all, it's an abbreviation for fanatic. According to others, for fancy, but that's for a different time. Baseball manager Ted Sullivan claimed that he invented the term in St. Louis in 1883, and he wrote that after listening to a baseball fan reeling off facts and statistics of me, he told, well, he's a fanatic. He said, I will abbreviate that word and call him a fan. But that person who's a fan doesn't simply watch a game if it happens to be on. He or she will look ahead at the schedule, will travel to see, will get there early. Where is my team playing? Where is that musician playing? It becomes a passion. And the same or more should certainly be true in our relationship with mitzvos. If we are fans, if we have a passion, we never try to avoid. Rather, we look for the opportunities. I think it's reflected in a beautiful phenomenon we are witnessing before our eyes. That is the requests for tzitzis by our holy chayalim. Why tzitzis of all things? Because the truth is that there's no obligation to wear tzitzis. There simply isn't. There is an obligation to put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment that one is wearing. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to make sure to put on a four-cornered garment specifically in order to become obligated in mitzvos. How critical is this? The Gemara Menachos and Daf Beis says that Be'idna Derischa, at a time of judgment, when Hashem's wrath is in the world, people are punished for not wearing tzitzis. So certainly in a time of war, it reflects so beautifully the notion that we want mitzvos, we want to connect, they are our passion. And this one in particular seems to provide a level of protection during an Nes Tzara. We are living through a time when we are and we should be immensely proud of being Jewish. Proud of what Am Yisrael is doing. Proud of what our Chayalim are doing. Proud of the moral clarity and decisive actions being taken by the land of Israel. But Jewish pride is not limited to a feeling. It's not about displaying a law sign, waving a flag, or even speaking passionately about Eretz Yisrael. Those are important and are part of Jewish pride. But it has a spiritual manifestation as well. I haven't shared this before, but I had a very disheartening experience before Yom Kippur. So there are many questions before Yom Kippur that come up regarding health and fasting, and each one needs to be judged appropriately. And in the past, I found myself arguing with people who insist that they need to fast, even when the doctor says it will put their life at risk. And I push back and I explain, no, you are required to eat. This is how to do it. This is the shroom. This is what Hashem wants from us and wants from you this year. But this year was different. I had numerous interactions where the doctor said that a person can fast, and the questioner insisted, no, I can't fast. Rabbi, how do I do the shiurim? There's a presumption. Just tell me how to do the shiurim. But you don't need to. The doctor says you can fast. Sorry. I need a heter. It's Yom Kippur. Where's that passion, that drive, that understanding of what Yom Kippur is? Of wanting to do it and saying, okay, maybe I can't do it. Where is that COVID Rosh? Jewish pride. Avraham Avinu, at times like this, demands that we assess, are we living as Lechatchila Jews or Bidiyevet Jews? Do we hear that someone got a certain psak, a certain leniency? And now we no longer need to ask our own question to our Rav. Rabbi, Google is sufficient. It's out there. Somebody said it. And whether related to kashrus, to kula going to the mikvah, Shabbos, or how many days of Yom Tov to keep when visiting Eretz Yisrael, it boggles my mind when a young man or woman who asks and is told to keep 2 days can't find a meal or a minion with so many people going. Are we striving for the ideal, or are we looking to get by in a life of convenience to just check off the boxes? The Gemara Menachos tells us of the opinion of one of the Tanan as to the minimal shiur of Torah to be learned every day. And then it says, V'asur l'omro b'fnei am aretz. It can't be told to an aretz. Why not? If it's the truth, what are you hiding? What are you embarrassed about? And the answer is that Chazal understood that if somebody hears that who doesn't understand the significance of Torah, they may think that b'di'evet is a lechatchila, and we don't want to live our lives as b'di'evet Jews. The passion for Eretz Yisrael we feel now is amazing, but cannot be where it stops. It needs to spill over into our religious personas, creating a passion for Torah, and not just trying to get by. A fan will get to the game early, travel near and far. What is it like when we come to shul? When we walk in late with a cup of coffee? And if we haven't felt that passion in the past, this can and should generate it. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael is not limited to chesed and to interpersonal mitzvos. Did you hear the video of a member of Knesset, Galit Distel at Baryan? And she says she was inspired to new heights in Amunah Bashem from Margalit Magdish, mother of Ori, Private Ori, who was Baruch Hashem, Baruch Matir Asurim, was freed from the Hamas terrorist Yamach Shimon. And there was a video of her mother, of Margalit, davening while Ori was still in Aza doing Hafreshes Challah. It's a very intense scene. And she noticed that in the middle of the tefillah, while her daughter is in Aza, that she spontaneously blurts out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ohevet Otcha. Hashem, I love you. How is that possible? Where does that koach, where does that omatz, where does that courage, where does that emunah come from? Her daughter is in the hands of the most wicked people on the face of the earth. And within that, she can say, God, Hashem, I love you. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael that has such emuna, we have had to dip into reservoirs of faith, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have perhaps never needed to tap into before. Or the Shaila, when I was sitting on Thursday with Rav Asher Weiss, related to me, of a commander in Tzahal who was given a 24-hour furlough and said, but my wife is a Nida. And I don't think I can withstand the test of not giving her a hug. A hug. Is it better that I don't go home? He doesn't know if he's ever going to see her again. But his ruchnios is his passion. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. We need to try and bring the pride and passion to our Avodas Hashem. Our Yahadus, our Judaism is a beautiful, vibrant religion. Avram Avinu sat waiting for guests because he couldn't be without a mitzvah, irrespective of requirements. Give me the chance I want in. I can't be without it. That needs to be our passion and our attitude. Our davening needs to be different. Our language, our shmiras halashon, what we speak of needs to be different. Our learning, daf yomi, today is beginning a new masechta, a new seder. Learn, try it. We have our parents who are learning. Learn the child or grandchild as a zechus for a soldier, for a hostage. What can be more beautiful or impactful? Yes, it's much easier to write a check. But this is what our passion is. This is our future. And if we aren't feeling the passion, let's take time and try to think why. Let's look around at all of the Mik Amcha Yisrael moments, both in Bein Adam Lechaveru, interpersonal mitzvos, and Bein Adam Lamakom. And hold our heads high that we are fortunate to be Hashem's chosen people by virtue of the Torah He has given us. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebra'anu L'chvodo. We should strive to be L'chatchila Jews and not B'dieved Jews. We should have pride in who we are through and through. We could do mitzvot because we are obligated or because they are our life. The choice is yours. As Rav Kook so beautifully said, "Atzadikim atehorim einam kovlim al haresha, ela mosifim tzedek." The righteous don't complain about the evil in the world, but they bring in so much more righteousness. That is our task. We can bring in so much goodness, so much Torah, so many mitzvot, and overwhelm the evil that has come into our world. In these challenging times, let's channel the pride and passion we feel for our people and our land, into our religious lives. Let's be lechatchila Jews, always looking for ways to connect with our faith, never settling for b'dieved. May our passion for Torah mitzvot be a source of strength and unity for our people. And as we show our love for Hashem through our actions, may we bring a brighter future for Klal Yisrael and the world as a whole, Sakin Olam, the entire world, b'machus shakai, through the machus of Hashem. May Hashem bless our soldiers and bring our hostages home safely. May the passion for mitzvos serve as the light to guide us through these challenging times and into a future of a Yeshua Gedola that should come. B'mhira b'yameinu. Amen.